Right, there we are, Jay. Give me love and give me peace on earth.
George Harrison.
Right. Welcome to Radio Seagull on 259 meters, and on this opening evening, Johnny and myself will be playing all the music from George Harrison. And as well as George Harrison, you'll be hearing music from probably some of the best musicians in the world. Jesse Ed Davis, Eric Clapton, Leon Russell, Bob Dylan, Jim Horn, Ringo Starr, Jim Gordon, Alan White, Klaus Voormann, Carl Radel, Gary Wright, Bobby Whitlock, Billy Preston, Gary Brooker, Pete Drake, Dave Mason, Bobby Keys, Jim Price, as well as George Harrison, of course. Pretty impressive, isn't it?
It is, too. I'd just like to send a New Year's message.
Yeah.
And that this next 6 hours is especially dedicated to Roman, who's the driving force behind this.
Yeah.
And also to George Harrison and friends, which includes most of the listeners, right? Mm. So we're covering everyone. And also all the people at Apple Records who are kind enough to lend us the albums.
That's very kind of them. So thanks very much indeed, Apple. And I think George Harrison's about the nearest thing to Radio Seagull, so that's a very appropriate start to our programmes, I think.
Right. Yeah. I certainly agree with you.
No, this one's called What It's Like.
George Harrison and What Is Life, starting us off tonight with 6 hours of his music through until, what, three tomorrow morning.
Mm.
Very nice, too.
Well, you've just come back from England because I always stay over here in Holland, as you know, and I can always tell when you come back for the packets of number six lying around.
They're very nice, aren't they?
Is there any shortage of them or not?
Well, there usually is after I've been to the shop, yes. Andy, I must apologise for the slight croak in the throat I had before. I think it was through drinking too much mead over Christmas.
Oh, yes, you've been going to one of these feasts, haven't you?
Yeah. Yes, from the King Henry VIII suite, along with you, Andy, so we should remember it.
I do remember it. I also remember the bill as well.
Rather shattering.
Right. Way back in time, someone said five of my time. From Living in the Material World, George Harrison and Try Some and Buy Some. I think 1974 could be a very nice year for radio, Johnny.
I certainly hope so. I mean, we've got, Radio, Capital Radio and LBC also, haven't we?
Yes. I'd like to pass comment about that. I'd say 1974 will be a good year for radio if maybe we can kind of work together, because I was reading a report in Record and Radio Mirror which says, on Christmas Eve, London Broadcasting reported that Capital Radio's managing director, John Whitney, had complained to the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications about the signal from our ship.
Must be too strong for it.
Well, there's one thing I think we ought to get right before we go any further, that Capital Radio was put on the air as a local station serving London. And on New Year's Eve, I was listening to it quite clearly in Zeebrugge in Belgium.
Yeah, well, how can they explain that? I mean, they're meant to be a local station.
Mm. As a matter of fact, maybe our station couldn't be as well heard in London as they're heard in Zeebrugge.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
So I think they ought to get their facts right before they start.
Well, exactly, especially before printing stuff in the newspaper. I mean, let's face it.
Right, it's not for you.
George Harrison and the song called If Not For You.
Yes, that was especially for John Whitney. And John, try and be a bit more patient and try and worry about your own problems rather than ours. I think that's a nice enough thing to say.
Right, and have they got problems, Andy? Not just him, but LBC too, actually.
Right.
Too much talking, you know?
Yeah?
Well, too many phone-ins.
Right.
And then very restrictive ones.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a phone-in, in actual fact, on the 23rd of January. And if you'd like to take part in this, all you have to do is drop us a line to Radio Seagull, Caroline House, The Hague in Holland, and mark on the outside of the envelope 23rd of January. And the subject is my perfect radio station, my ideal radio station.
Radio Seagull, of course.
So if you've got any views on this, just drop us a line to that address, giving us your telephone number and also the best time in which to call you.
20 past the hour on Radio Seagull with George Harrison until 3 in the morning, and a pretty relaxed atmosphere here in the studio, I'd say.
We're just getting ready to celebrate, actually.
That's right. We're going to have our New Year's drink of Artisan Vin de Paix. Pardon the terrible French accent, Andy. And it's a nice rosé, and Elliot's looking after us with numerous cups of coffee, so it should be a long night, but a nice one.
I think so, especially with this kind of music.